Right now it's time for the Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me Bluff the Listener game. Call 1-888-WAIT-WAIT to play our game on the air. Hi, you're on Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me.
Hi, this is Tim Rapp from Powell, Ohio.
Hi, and I don't know whether or not it's a coincidence, but we seem to be getting callers so far who are from battleground states.
Yeah, that's right.
You've been having your own big election there. How's it been for you? Have you been enjoying it?
The ads are very entertaining.
Everybody's talking about the ads.
I don't know what people stand for, but they know what each other stand for.
Right. Tim, welcome to the show.
Thank you.
Now, you are going to play the game in which you must try to tell truth from fiction. Carl, what is Tim's topic?
Two roads diverged in a yellow wood, and I took the one less traveled by, and I've been kicking myself ever since.
Got it.
It's amazing to think about how easily anybody's life could have been something else entirely if things had gone just a little bit differently. This week we read about a twist of fate in the life of a famous person that would have clearly changed their life profoundly if only it had gone the other way. Our panelists are going to tell you three stories of fickle fate and destiny denied. Choose the real story, you'll win Carl's voice on your home answering machine.
I'm ready.
All right, first up, let's hear from Ms. Roxanne Roberts.
What do rocker Courtney Love and the Mickey Mouse Club have in common? Funny you should ask. Before she was a rocking train wreck, the 12-year-old Love was rejected as a Mouseketeer in 1976, according to her newly published diary, Dirty Blonde. Her audition material probably killed any chance of being one of the adorable, hormonally precocious girls on the show. Love read a piece by suicidal poet Sylvia Plath. Well, things went downhill pretty fast after that. Aunts, drugs, a terrible relationship with her therapist's mother, and really bad hair years. Not to mention her marriage to the late Kurt Cobain, who just displaced Elvis as the number one top-earning dead celebrity. And to think, she might have turned out like that nice former Mouseketeer, Britney Spears.
Courtney Love, missing a chance to go Disney on us. Your next story of a celebrated person who might have taken a different path comes from P.J. O'Rourke.
Tim, did your sister ever tell you, like mine did, gypsies stole my real brother and left you in his place? Well, as a child in Scotland, Adam Smith, the creator of modern capitalism, actually was stolen by gypsies, and Smith loved it. I mean, instead of studying Latin and mathematics all day, he was having a ball in the gypsy caravan. When Smith's mother and uncle came looking for him, he hid. But young Smith couldn't resist his mother's tears. So what if Adam Smith, the greatest economic genius of all time, had stayed with the con artists? I mean, instead of these small-time confidence games and little fortune-telling scams, I mean, this roving band of thieves, they might have developed the stock market, the bond market, hedge funds, Enron, you know, I mean, which brings us to the point of considering, are we sure that the con artist didn't switch kids on Smith's mother? I mean, maybe gypsies did steal Adam Smith.
Adam Smith might have ended up an itinerant gypsy instead of the founder of modern capitalism. And your last story of a famous person whose life could have turned out quite differently comes from Paula Poundstone.
Why Wyoming Has Heart was the theme of Saturday's Republican rally in Cheyenne, Wyoming, where guest of honor Lynn Cheney revealed that her husband's heart was in public service, and that, although many people thought of him as an oil man, a profiteering defense contractor, and a tyrant against terrorism, she knew him also as a fairly renowned butter sculptor, who, were he less patriotic, less driven, and more able to stand back and watch the country go down the tubes all by itself, could easily have made a living going from fairground to fairground, shaving a 1,000-pound block of modeling tallow into a butter bovine. Sensing that many in the crowd thought she may have been kidding, she quickly added, "And I have the greasy boots to prove it."
All right.
Oh.
One of these things almost happened to a famous person. Was it from Roxanne Roberts, Courtney Love almost becoming a Mouseketeer, from P.G. O'Rourke, Adam Smith almost becoming a gypsy, or from Paula Poundstone, Vice President Dick Cheney almost becoming a professional butter sculptor?
Well, I'll tell you, I tried to pay attention all week, and These and other stories were quite amazing. I'm going to have to go with Roxanne, I think.
That would be the story.
Courtney Love.
Any particular reason?
It just sounds more plausible, I think, while the other ones make sense, too. Courtney Love is probably the true one.
Have you ever had dinner with Cheney?
I hope not.
Butter on everything.
Yeah. That's
the guy plays with his food.
Yeah. Well, he molds it. He molds it into little maps of Iraq, and then he smashes it.
Well, that accounts for the sin.
By the way, I have to make a note on my list.
Okay. Butter sculpture.
I don't know.
Well, all right. Your choice was Roxanne's story about Courtney Love. Well, to bring you the true story, we spoke to someone very knowledgeable about the person in question.
Courtney has some different memories of those times than I do. I don't have the exact memory of her going off to try to get into the Mickey Mouse Club, but I do know that she had a focus on that from the time she started using words.
That was Linda Carroll, mother of Courtney Love, talking about her daughter's audition for the new Mickey Mouse Club. Congratulations, Tim. You got it right.
Thank you.
Well done.
Thank you.
Although I just want to say, I totally believe Dick Cheney being a butter sculptor.
Thank you. Thank you.
Just FYI, because we should all emerge from a show like this having learned something, Adam Smith actually was kidnapped by gypsies when he was only three, and it was only for about an hour, so it really wasn't one of those tipping points in life. But it actually did happen.
But it could have been.
It could have been. That's right. People a little older.
Tim, you earned a point for Roxanne merely for being truthful. Carl Castle will, in fact, record the greeting on your home answering machine. Congratulations. Well
Thank
done,
you.
Tim.